I understand that there is a Council of Theravadin Elders who are a quote-unquote decision-making panel guiding the tradition. Who exactly are part of this council, and who or what determines their eligibility to be a part of this council? Will the honor being bestowed upon you and Ajahn Amaro next month place you both in a position to be on this council? Are there other monks in quote-unquote modern times that have received this honor? You mentioned Ajahn Chah. Generally, I mean, there's no way Ajahn Amaro or I have any sort of we're way down the totem pole of and we'll always be there. But it's a tends to be it tends to be much more study monks who are in administration, ecclesiastical responsibilities, belong to large monasteries that have been influential over long periods of time. It's political. You know, it's not exalted by spiritual accomplishment, generally. And then from time to time, they acknowledge, say, monks who do have some kind of you know, qualities of either, say, forest monks who rarely have this bestowed on them. Ajahn Chah was one. Ajahn Buddhadasa received a title. Ajahn Mahabua in his later years. A few of the other senior forest masters. Ajahn Sumedho received a title. So those also there's a monk who's been received a lot of acknowledgement and titles, who's not a forest monk and he's not an administrative monk, and that's Prapayuto, people who will have seen. And actually, I took the lay ministry program there. That's a long time ago now. Met Prapayuto, exceptional scholar and all-round pure being, quite wonderful. And he steers completely clear of sort of administrative responsibilities. Yeah. But, and he's respected for it, which oftentimes doesn't happen. But it's a lot of it is tradition there's many ancient monasteries in Thailand that have been centers of both study and say administration through the whole country for a long, long time.